The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now, here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for coming along. The Wednesday edition. It's the holiday edition.
It is the holiday edition.
Right? Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We out today at the stores?
Is it too early for me to tell you?
Tell me.
Your weekend has begun.
Well, I mean, you know, it usually happens on a Friday.
I know, but this is a holiday weekend. Traffic was really bad getting in here today. Super bad. Remember we said yesterday, oh, people have already left. Nobody's working this week. Well, that is not true.
Well, I think that they're out and about in the stores. Don't you think so?
Well, it could be. Or going to the airport.
To fly to see family.
Boy,
that's the last thing you want to do today's.
Have you ever traveled on Thanksgiving?
Oh, many times.
Me too.
Yeah. Not for the faint of heart.
No, it's really, especially on the turnpike, it's rough.
Yeah.
It is rough going.
Yeah. I used to fly on the holidays when I lived in New York.
Oh, that's the worst. Everybody's so hateful. Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, those poor people at the airports working. I mean, you know, planes were packed. And this, of course, you know, was pre-pandemic.
Right.
I can imagine what it's like out there now. TSA and all that. No, it's good. I did make a quick foray into the grocery store today.
What was that like? Crazy town?
Madness. I walked in and turned around again.
And you didn't even go in.
There's nothing I need in here that bad. You know?
Right.
Yeah. So you know.
I feel really good about the fact that I got up early Saturday and did all my shopping.
But you didn't have like one thing missing? There's always that one thing.
Mm-hmm. I did have a thing missing.
I need sesame
but my
seeds.
My husband had to go to Sam's Club last night, so he just picked it up for me.
Speaking of Sam's Club, I mean,
horrible news.
The Walmart
from Chesapeake,
shooting,
Virginia.
Right? I mean, I've got family. I woke up this morning because I didn't look at the news before I went to bed last night, and woke up this morning, and our friend Rhonda said, "Is your family okay?" Because my brother lives in Chesapeake, Virginia. My sister-in-law Debbie, who is battling cancer, I mean, she essentially lived at that Walmart while the kids were growing up.
Right.
I mean, how can that be?
I don't know. It's
and there's no profile. I mean, the guy worked for Walmart. Who would
this
ever
is what, I mean, it's so frustrating. I'm beyond. Maybe we're all beyond trying to.
Well, of course, because you know, whenever they come, like it's kind of weird, isn't it? They sort of come in waves. Like time goes by, and you go, "Oh, good."
All I can think of is that, you know, it's not the only time that these things have come in waves. Because remember when hijacking was all the rage.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah,
I mean, that was the thing that happened frequently.
Mm-hmm. The 60s, right?
Right. I know the TSA makes that very difficult now, which, yeah, believe me, I'm glad for. very glad for. But it's not, I guess it makes me feel like, why can't we do something about this?
What kind of solution would you expect? What do you propose? I don't think there's any way to avoid this, right?
How can there not be a way to
avoid it? There's a proliferation of firearms, and you get that, right? People want to hang on to their guns. So what? I mean, everyone's in therapy, the entire country, which of course we should be.
Right.
But I don't think that there's any way to stop this. I don't see an end to this. Do you?
I've mentioned this in the air before. I wish I could remember who said it now. It's kind of left my mind. A uniquely American plague.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, again, I go back to this time and time again. In all these times of turmoil and fear and anger and all that, thank God I know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's my only solution.
It's your only hope.
You know, look, I went to the theater last night. We went to the Benedum Center last night. And before the show, welcome to the Benedum. You know, in case of an emergency, please take note of your exits. I'm thinking, if there's an emergency in this theater, the stampede, I'm going to stay in my seat and lay down. And there's just no, how do you plan for something like this? You just don't.
You can't.
Those poor people yesterday, they're in the break room. They're sitting in their break room. And the boss comes in and shoots them. So there's no plan for anything like that. stop a bad guy with a gun is to have a gun, basically. And I don't want to do that. It's the world that we live in. Pray for those families.
Yep. All right, I've got some news items, John. Right, four of them, okay. To be exact.
So we, as we always do, we start the show off looking at the news, both local, national, and international. So without further ado, here's our top four at four.
For Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, number one. As we were just saying, an employee of a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, opened fire on colleagues last evening, killing six, wounding four more, before turning the gun on himself. Officers dispatched at 10:12 p.m. Now listen to this. According to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive, John, there have been more than 600 mass shootings in the U.S. this year. 600. 600 mass shootings, with at least 36 of them resulting in fatalities. A criminologist at Northeastern University in Boston, whose name is Alan Fox, has compiled data on shootings for decades. And he said that it makes 2022 a record year. He said, quote, I've been studying mass killings for over 40 years, and I'm quite confident there has never been a year like this one. That's from CBS. Number two. A second busload of migrants from Texas arrived in Philadelphia this week, despite the city's plea for coordination with the state amid Governor Greg Abbott's ongoing efforts to send asylum seekers to Democratic-led areas. The bus of 46 asylum seekers that arrived yesterday took Philadelphia by surprise.
Of course. Let's just play games with people's
right.
lives.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing. It took when asylum seekers come into Texas, it takes Texans by surprise, too.
Of course it does. Right.
So we've all been saying, you know, like looking down on people who live on the border, except when you're living on the border,
you're flooded.
You're flooded, and you don't know what to do. So this is what happens. I mean, I'm not trying to advocate playing with people's lives, but I also understand where Texas is coming from.
Sure,
I mean that. And he doesn't want Democratic's political leaders talking to him about the border when he's like, this is my daily existence. Right. This is what we're all trying to do.
I think you made your point whenever you ship people to Martha's Vineyard.
Which was
genius.
Really great.
It was.
I mean, goodness. Anyway, he says the Lone Star State will continue doing more than any state in history to secure our border, including adding more sanctuary cities as drop-off locations for our busing strategy.
Well, Pittsburgh's a sanctuary city.
Yeah,
is
so
it not?
There we go. Yeah. All right, and if they come here, then we better figure out how to treat them well and come up with a plan. Sir, maybe C News. Number three. Tonight marks Thanksgiving Eve, John, also known as Blackout Wednesday or Drinksgiving. According to MoneyGeek, a financial planning company, the day before Thanksgiving is the single deadliest day to drive in America.
Oh.
It averages 114 crash deaths per year.
Stay home tonight.
In some parts of the U.S., Blackout Wednesday is considered a bigger drinking holiday than New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day. It really normalizes binge drinking.
I've never heard that phrase, Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah. Fox and Green Bay. If you are driving tonight, do everything you can to be careful. And number four, John, a quarter of Americans are still carrying the weight they gained at the end of last year, according to new research. A survey of 2,000 Americans revealed that 60% of respondents gained weight towards the end of 2021. But despite 24% continuing to carry the weight they gained last year, they're still planning to be unhealthy this year. In fact, 4 in 10 respondents, that's 42%, using the end of the year as an excuse to postpone eating healthily. And that is your top four.
Well, I might include myself in that category.
Yeah. Okay, listen to this.
I mean,
60% of those planning to postpone, 60% that were surveyed are planning to postpone their healthy habits until January.
And that's not going to go
right.
well.
I mean, I've thought.
Get to that. Right?
Yeah, it's okay. I feel like I kind of feel the same way. Americans aren't the only ones making unhealthy choices, though, because there are people around the world who agreed with this line of thinking.
Yeah.
You want to hear the top causes of holiday weight gain?
Overeating.
Number one.
Yeah.
Eating more than one dessert after a meal.
Of course.
41% of us will do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number two.
Happily.
Eating the same meal more than once a day.
What do you mean
like
by that?
Like Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch and dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
35% mm-hmm. of us will do this. Mm-hmm. Eating more than three meals a day. 35% will do that.
Yeah.
Bigger late night snacks.
That's my problem.
Me too. 26%. If I could just stop eating at night, I'd probably weigh 100 pounds.
That's how I feel. I do really good all day long.
Me too.
And then like it's like 9:30
it
or
falls,
10.
I fall apart.
Oh, could I have everything in the universe in my mouth? Please.
Exactly. And number five, reason why people gain weight in the holidays. Eating so much, we feel sick. 17% of us will do that.
That's not good. That is not good at all. Eating so much, we feel sick. Been there and done that as well. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back and reset. Tony Turner's with us. Give thanks in everything. It's the pre-Thanksgiving day. It's not Blackout Wednesday edition of The Ride Home.
101.5 WORD.
Next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
Each one of these men and women lived their lives, faced challenges in their lives, and overcame by faith, and therefore they received a great reward because God is the rewarder of them who diligently seek Him.
Tune in next time for PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint tonight at 9:30 on 101.5 WORD.
We're in the final days of our campaign to support the persecuted church, and we are far, far from our goal. This is Bible League International. Pastor Roos's three sons were kidnapped and murdered by members of a terrorist cell that hates Christians in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Instead of retaliating, his church has shared the gospel, and 200 have come to Christ, including many that were part of that terrorist cell. They need Bibles in Africa. And in the Middle East, 19-year-old Aria was beaten by her own father and then tortured and violated by local authorities because she gave her life to Christ after leaving radical Islam. Now, she didn't grow bitter. She grew bold, and together with others in her church near Cairo, Egypt, have seen hundreds come to Christ, and they need Bibles. And that's why Word FM and Bible League are teamed up right now to bless 5,000 Bible-less persecuted believers at only $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Pray about it and then call 800-YES-WORD. 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 Yes, Word, or give at wordfm.com, and God bless you for caring.
Giving a Bible to somebody is the greatest gift you can give somebody in life.
Meet Brad. Brad's hard at work, or at least his website is. Ever since he added live chat with Salem Surround, Brad's customers are getting their questions answered 24/7. Website purchases have gone up 35%, and they're over three times more likely to buy from him again. No bots, just real people helping real people. Live chat. One of the easiest, most affordable ways Salem Surround can increase your business while you do other things or nothing at all. Ask us how at surroundpittsburgh.com.
Hope happens here. With the very best in inspirational programming, start your new season with Cornerstone Television Network. Hope Today, Origins, Sister to Sister, Hard Questions, Move Your Mountain, Today's Nashville, Dashing Dish, Signs of the Times, and Cornerstone Connect. Find hope for a better day and sample the best of local Christian TV on Cornerstone Television Network.
Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular 9-day Mediterranean cruise? Join Alistair Begg in August 2023 to renew your vision, purpose, and connection with Christ as Alistair powerfully unpacks God's Word. Explore the biblical landscapes Paul encountered as he shared the gospel along breathtaking cliffside villages. Simply call 855-565-5519 or visit deeperfaithcruise.com for all the details.
Giving thanks in everything. How often do you think, I mean, throughout the day, it just kind of rolls off my tongue sometimes. Thanks God. Thanks God. And I know it's just a brief little thing, but it's enough of an awareness. Yeah. Tony Turner's with us. She joins us on a regular basis. Tony's a Pittsburgh area pastor, counselor, teacher, the Gracism Task Force. You'll find that on Facebook. Hey, Tone. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you as
good
well.
Good to see you, Tony.
How are things?
Things are good, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Look at you, all skinny mini. Look at you.
How much weight have you lost, Tony?
Altogether, 101.
What the heck?
That's just you
look like
so
a different
person. I can't believe it.
Yeah, you look great.
Know.
You really look great.
I've had people actually say, you look familiar. You know, who are you?
Okay, no, that's good, though. The good thing is I talked to Tony today. She was in line at Chick-fil-A, and I, you know, we know each other so well. She felt comfortable to give the order while she was on the phone with me. She got a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, so she, there we go.
So she's good.
But I didn't get that order just for you to tell everyone.
Oh, sorry. Tony, you know, everything's show prep.
Tony, how did you get, I know this isn't what we were supposed to talk about, but how did you lose 100 pounds?
So, I noticed things like the holidays. I hate, actually always did hate feeling full, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, like I ate too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I noticed that during the holidays, I didn't gain weight and I didn't lose weight. I just never found what would work for me in terms of losing weight. And it was over a 40-year struggle. You know, after I had my last child, it was like, dang, you know, I can always get bigger, but I can't seem to get smaller. But anyway, so I found that the low carbs, high fat, no sugar worked for me.
No
okay.
sugar.
Okay.
That there's some lovely sweeteners and I like to cook. I really haven't been like through all the COVID stuff and all. I haven't been to any restaurants because they are carbalicious.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, even some of the places that, you know, label themselves as selling healthy food, there's a lot of carbs in those things. And I never realized, you know, how they affected my body. I'm not saying it's for everybody, but it definitely worked for me, as you can see.
Well, yeah. It does. I mean, before you, again, we didn't plan on talking about this, but before you joined us, Kath and I were talking, once the clock hits 9:30 p.m., Tony,
I want to eat everything.
Right. The whole house is wide open for me. If I could eat,
so
whatever.
While I get that, do you really, are you eating because you're hungry or
no.
you want to taste
no.
something? Because I think tasting something is far less dangerous than what we do. You know, if you taste something, then you get that satisfaction. Mm-hmm. But to eat the whole thing, you
that's
know.
That's where we're falling down, right. is eating the whole thing, John.
Right. The whole bag of candy.
Yeah, I think it's probably a bad thing. Tony, when I think of Thanksgiving, I always think of Jesus healing the 10 lepers. And after he, you know, heals them, the one guy comes back and says, oh my gosh, thank you. And Jesus says, "What happened? Where are the other nine? And I have always said, I just don't want to be one of those nine.
Ungrateful.
Like I just want to, say out loud to God, thank you
regularly.
For when I notice something. My problem is that there are so many things in my life I don't notice that I don't thank him for. Talk about how you are looking at Thanksgiving this year, Tony.
So I try to make Thanksgiving not a day, but a lifestyle. Back when I was studying worship and that verse in Psalms, it talks about entering into God's gates with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we sang a song, Be Thanks with a Grateful Heart. And it just, you know, said to me that, you know, being grateful was a way to get into the heart of God. And really, if we think about it, that's a way to get into anybody's heart. Is being grateful or thankful for something, you know, about that person or something that that person has done for you. That just, I taught my kids when they were little, that little poem, Hearts Like Doors Will Open With Ease to Very, Very Little Keys. And don't forget that two of these are I thank you and if you please. So, and then just, I decided that I wanted to be able to, as because of scriptures like the one you just cited, I wanted to be able to be more thankful. One of the things that I noticed is that when I am complaining or when I am not thankful, it's harder to be satisfied. It's harder for me to feel thankful, to be happy, to have good relationships, you know, because all of those things are affected by our ability to be thankful. So I decided I wanted to have my heart established, you know, like a tree. I want my heart to be established in Thanksgiving. So I try to make it. And then the scripture, doesn't it say it like John was saying a little earlier, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So now the will of God is for us to be thankful. I can't think of anything that probably ticked God off more then when the Israelites set free from slavery, they went into the wilderness, but they were continuing to murmur and complain, you know, and even want to go back to, you know, where he had set them free from. And, you know, when you think about it, murmur is usually an indication that there's a heart issue. And so I decided that I want my heart to be established in Thanksgiving. So even not that you thank God for everything, because he doesn't send everything, but he does send some good gifts. He sends, you know, he works things together for our good. So, but what it does say is in everything, while we're going through, you know, annoying moments or, you know, annoying situations, maybe seriously oppressive work situations or parents that are cruel or, you know, different things that could go on in our lives. If we learn to find something to be thankful for, that is a way to really give us a little boost.
That's good.
You know, so that we can be satisfied with something or that we can experience a measure of joy.
Oh, Tony, you reference your kids. So this is mm-hmm. something I think about often, right? I mean, Thanksgiving, gratitude is something that can easily be taught. I mean, I think a lot of us find that at our parents' knee. And if you're fortunate enough, it's a muscle that you develop over years of awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that for me is a place where my Thanksgiving had to begin. I have to say that my mother really showed me that attitude. She demonstrated actually more than she you know, actually said, you know, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. She demonstrated it. We were not rich growing up by any means, but mm-hmm. I can say that I never experienced being hungry, and I've always had a roof over my head. I feel like I learned a lot just by watching her. My dad, he was thankful, but he was a bit cranky. So it was harder to learn how to give thanks being raised by someone cranky. But it was something that God wanted me to learn how to do so that I could follow through with his word and honor my father, even though it was difficult at times.
Tony Turner.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure does. Tony's from the Gracism Task Force. She's a Pittsburgh-based pastor, counselor, and teacher. Tony, only a couple minutes left. So share with us what you're planning to do for Thanksgiving.
So for Thanksgiving, I'm cooking and,
What
am I cooking?
Yep.
Okay. Listen to this. So I'm brining my turkey breast.
Okay.
And I will inject it with, you know, with good flavor. So
wait, what are you going to inject it with?
Oh, I usually, look up a recipe, and then if there's anything that I can add to it that I think, you know, might be good. But, you know, your rosemary, I'll, you know, grind that up, your thyme, you know, and things like that, and some spices, salt, pepper, and garlic, of course.
Sure.
And I have an injector that I will inject it in.
She's
different
injecting.
Sites.
Nice.
Okay.
You're not fooling
my
around,
goodness,
Joe.
So full of flavor. I learned last year, and I hope my daughter's not listening to this because she doesn't like for me to mess with Thanksgiving. But last year I made a cornbread dressing. It was keto, though.
Oh. And
nobody knew. Oh. It was so good. And so I'm going to be making cornbread stuffing and greens and candied sweets without sugar.
Okay.
And so then I'll have an opportunity to taste my daughter's mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, sure. But you're not going to eat a pound of it.
Come on, see? That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. And she makes the most amazing sweet potato pie. Now, I have to say.
You're having that.
Come on now, see?
Yeah.
I'm going to have that for more than a day.
Something you just got to have, Tony.
We love you, Tony.
We do.
Happy
and listen,
Thanksgiving.
We are always grateful for your presence here, Tony. So thank you so much. I mean, your witness.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, your whimsical attitude towards so many things. You've been a great teacher for us, so thank you.
Hey, but I want to give thanks for one more thing before I have to go.
Yeah, go ahead.
And that was when on that night when they were doing the honoring, I was so over the moon happy to see Kathy walk in there and just, you know, just to, you know, hug me. You know,
that's why I was there.
That's really
good. The Pittsburgh Friends honored Toni for her contribution over the last 30 years helping races and people and men and women understand each other in Pittsburgh. Anyway, I just wanted to be there and hug you, Tone.
Very good.
And you did. Thank you, Ari. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, Toni. Toni
Turner. Love you, too.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. The Gracism Task Force. Look for it on Facebook. The Gracism Task Force. We're just getting underway. Pittsburgh's Christian Talk. It's The Ride Home here on Word FM.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Persecuted Christians in China, they're beaten, jailed, and threatened with death, and they need your help today. This is Bible League International, and just outside of Beijing, 12-year-old Ming became a believer after learning English as a second language through a program from Bible League because the Bible is the source of the reading assignments. Ming would lead her father, Dai Ku, a Confucianist, to Christ, but her bitter atheist mother has turned them in for attending a house church near their home outside of Beijing. Now, we're not sure what's going to happen to these two, but they remain faithful in worship, and they're praying for Bibles because in their church of 200, there's only about 3 Bibles. Many are known to stay after the service to write down some scriptures just to have something to take into their week. And 50-year-old Katsu, beaten and jailed many times as a pastor, he led his atheist interrogator to Christ. Together, they've seen thousands come to Christ. They need Bibles in China. Join Word FM and Bible League in blessing 5,000 Bibleist persecuted believers at only $5 a Bible. $100 sends 20. Call 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD. 800-YES-WORD or give at wordfm.com.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Blinds or shades? Blindster offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped to you at prices less than big box retailers. And right now, save 45% off any order during Blindster's Black Friday sale. Hurry, sale ends November 27th. Blindster.com.
Ask Alexa to play the word Pittsburgh to hear us there. We're on your Google speaker, too. Plus iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
We'll see a star-studded sky for tonight. Expect a nighttime low of 28. Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, partly sunny skies, the high 57. Tomorrow night, considerable clouds with a shower around from late evening on, the low 42. If you plan to do any shopping on Friday, take an umbrella with you. It'll be cloudy with a couple of showers. We'll reach a high Friday of 49. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
AI. Artificial intelligence, it's kind of like Pandora's box, right? It's already out there. And according to the futurists and those who follow these things, it will change life as we imagine it right now in so many different facets, which is kind of weird. However, in the early phases of AI, people are doing some really interesting things. We saw a piece about a photographer from Turkey, Alper Yeseltis, who is from Istanbul. She created hyper-realistic portraits for a project called Thisness. And what she did was she took historical people and imagined what they would look like today, historical icons. And I wish you could see this. You know, this is where radio falls a little short. But the subjects that she's focused on, and to see them like they would look like today in contemporary settings is fascinating.
When you told me about this a couple days ago, I thought, no, AI creeps me out in a lot of ways.
Sure.
Right?
As it, well, it should.
And so I thought, well, I'm not particularly interested in that. But, you know, I do value you as a person, so I thought I'd give it a look. Once I started looking, I have to tell you that this is a really cool project because what it did for me, in particular, the portrait of Christopher Columbus. Okay, so it takes his face, you know, from a well-known painting, and then it's reimagined. He's reimagined as a contemporary figure.
Yep, he's okay. Wearing like, you know, a polo shirt.
All I can tell you is it humanizes him to me.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, instead of Christopher Columbus being just somebody who...
wearing a funny hat on
a
boat.
Right. And some weird guy who, you know, hates Native people. And you also can imagine anyone who's an explorer like that is going to have some kind of bombastic, take charge, arrogance. You know, I mean, that has to be part of it. Anyway, seeing him as a person, though, it's really, I don't know, it changes my perspective a little.
So the photographer looked at wide range of people. Benjamin Franklin looks today like he's like part of a startup.
I love the...
I mean, you see, if you're fortunate to have a $100 bill and you see Benjamin Franklin on that, you're going to, that's cool. But this, he's all dressed in black. He's got an open collar shirt. You know,
he has kind of the same long hair he had then, only he looks, instead of like a colonist, he looks more like someone who loved the Grateful Dead in the early 70s.
A college professor maybe or something like that. Yeah, very thoughtful. Other people, Audrey Hepburn. Now, of course, we know Audrey Hepburn. She looks beautiful.
She looks absolutely beautiful. And I could imagine that this is how she would look if she was living today.
Yep.
The Al Capone is really interesting because, to me, Al Capone is almost a comic book character.
Sure.
You know, he's been so talked about and there's such an image of him that he... almost in my mind seems like he didn't exist.
Yeah.
Seeing him in this context, I think.
He looks like he's lounging somewhere, you know,
right.
On his deck.
Right.
Right. Henry Ford, which is amazing. Henry Ford looks like a guy who's involved, again, in a startup, right? He's wearing like this black.
He looks kind of like a Steve Jobs type of person.
Yeah. Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks one is.
Fabulous, right?
Really beautiful because, again, thinking of Rosa Parks, to me, she was just somebody who was, you know, I don't know, a portrait of a person instead of flesh and bone.
Yep. AI. Historical figures. Look at this.
I'm going to tweet this out.
Okay, good. Highly recommend you take a look.
101.5 WORD.
I won!
And we want you to win, too. So sign up to receive our contests and sweepstakes update. Each Friday, you can see new opportunities to win. We regularly give out prizes from books, music, and merchandise to household items, even vacation trips or car payments. Stay up on all the fun. Subscribe to our contests and sweepstakes update, mailed each Friday.
Sign up today at wordfm.com/subscribe.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1054. 800-987-1054. That's 800-987-1054.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Train up a child in the way they should go. Well, you know the rest. It's a calling you take very seriously as a Christian parent. And Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills seeks to honor your commitment by working together with parents to prepare students who are academically sound and spiritually ready to take their place in the world through a classical approach to education that helps build a faith from which they will never depart. Trinity Christian School, one of the top K-12 schools in Allegheny County at trinitychristian.net.
Oftentimes when we think about Advent worship, for at least for me, we grew up with the Advent chocolate calendar, right? There was a little window on the calendar. You open up the window, there's a prayer and a piece of candy. It was really, you know, fun for the kids and kind of a way to get you involved in the Advent process. Well, we're excited because from Christ Church at Grove Farm, there's a brand new project that's underway, and it's called Goodwill, and it involves the Pittsburgh Symphony and really strong and excellent worship.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, how are you?
We're doing great. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Terrific. Okay, those are three voices that you guys are hearing. Christopher Wu is with us from the Pittsburgh Symphony. We've got Reverend Craig Giergo. He's the senior pastor at Christ Church at Grove Farm. And also Brad Liebachen, who's done music there for a long time. You guys, we're happy to have you on the show. And I don't think I've ever seen three people jammed so closely together on a Zoom screen.
You're obviously comfortable with each other.
Yeah, so I certainly want to give you props for that.
Very nice.
Okay, so this is a really interesting project to me. I've never actually heard anything like it. So it's an Advent devotional, but it's word and it's song at the same time. So I don't know who wants to talk. Let's start with you, Craig. Was it your idea?
Well, actually, it started with a coffee conversation with Chris Wu. We were together about a year and a half ago or so, and we were talking about our love for old church music, carols, hymns.
Yeah.
And Chris kind of said, you know, I think it would be so neat to couple what we've done, the word and the music together. And so that dream kind of, you put it in the back, you know, burner. It's one of those things you walk away from. And sometimes those things just collect dust and they never come to life. But this one actually came to life in a really neat way. I heard Chris and Brad playing together this past summer, and it all came together for me. And I remember that conversation. Mm. And so we immediately snapped into action, and we've been working on this project, and we're really excited to give it as a gift to everyone, not only Christ Church at Grove Farm, but everyone during this holiday season.
Wonderful. So, Brad, to talk about this, we have not heard the devotional yet. Mm. We're looking forward to this. You and Chris were together collaboratively. Are they old hymns? Are these things that are recognizable to us as churchgoers? Or is this original music?
Yeah, it's absolutely stuff that everyone's going to know. It's the old hymns that the church grew up, you know, "Oh, Come All You Faithful," "Oh, Holy Night," "Silent Night," "Joy to the World," all that. And so me and Chris had a lot of fun in the studio. And, nice. You know, when we went there, we wanted it to be something that people could sing along to. A lot of it's instrumental. There are some songs with vocals and things too, featuring different worship leaders from our church. But we wanted it to be something that would really help people engage with the lyrics of the songs. So as they're reading the devotional, they're hearing these familiar melodies and everything's familiar, and they can just lock on to maybe hearing these songs with a new dimension to them, because there's some in the devotional, there's a lot of history. There's a lot of great stories. There's a lot of great theology in these hymns, and a lot of that gets fleshed out in the devotional.
Wonderful.
We're talking to Christopher Wu, Reverend Craig Geergo, and Bradley Bakken. They're all Christchurch at Grove Farm, talking about a brand new musical Advent devotional they have out called Goodwill. And we're going to let you know before the end of this segment where you can find it. Oh, look, the picture of it right there. Well, that's a very nice graphic on that. I like that a lot. Okay, Chris, I want to turn to you. You know, one of the things I admire so much about you is that you, since I've met you, I've realized you don't look... A lot of musicians live in their silos, right? They do this kind of music, and they only do this kind of music, and that's their world. But you've never been like that. Talk about your life in the symphony and talk about how you look at a project like this.
It's great to be with you, number one. I just am so thankful for the opportunity to speak about this project. I love all kinds of music. And even as a little kid, my father passed away when I was 14. Mm-hmm. Music has a way for me of reaching your heart where words don't. Hans Christian Andersen said it, you know, where words fail, music speaks. Yeah. And I think that of all kinds of music, and certainly these incredible old hymns that we've sung so many times, but it's like reading the Bible. You find something new in it every single time, and there's always a new twist that you can find that you've never seen before. And so it comes to life, and it's been so great. My wife always teases me. I always have great ideas, but nothing ever gets done around our house. So it was nice to give it to Pastor Craig, and he ran with it. And all
he
I had
finished
to do,
it.
He finished it. All I had to do was play my violin with Bradley and a few other cooks, and it was great. But for me, it's more about the gift of music that God has given us. There's so many ways to express yourself and in so many different forms. And certainly this one has meant a lot to me because it's music that is near and dear to all of our hearts.
Wonderful. So, Brad, talk about the format. People log on and say it's day one of the Advent devotional. Is there scripture? Is there narration? How does the music weave itself through?
Yeah. So whenever you open the devotional, there's a little QR code next to each song, and you just take out your smartphone, you click on the QR code, and it takes you straight to song. You could listen to it on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, any way that you want to, any platform, really. And so it gives the people the chance to like listen to the song first and read the devotional, or vice versa. And it's really a cool, unique way of engaging with it using technology. But the devotions themselves are just, I've read a couple. They're pretty amazing. There's song history. There is personal stories of the people that have wrote the devotionals, of how they connect with the song and scripture. It's a powerful tool.
Fabulous. And so, Craig, you as a senior pastor at Christ Church, talk about your influence and your work on the project as well.
You know, for me, we have a great team. And so a lot of times I come back and I'll tell the team about an idea I have. And the great thing is they run with it. Nice. We really take this ministry seriously, and we're passionate about it, like so many other churches in the area. And it was just really neat to see our team run with this one. And so there's a whole cast of characters who have been involved. There are five authors who contributed to the devotionals, of course, Brad and Chris and others. We have a guy who's a studio, a professional studio in our congregation, who gave his space up for us to use. So just, you know, it was like just we were blessed with wide open doors, and it was really fun to see it all come together.
Wow. Craig, I mean, do you pinch yourself sometimes? You're so lucky. Look at these musicians you have.
I can't believe it. This has come true. I've been waking up in the middle of the night thinking about this project.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm so excited about it. And you know, our thing is, isn't it neat? I was in Starbucks recently. And I'm sitting there, and it was a beautiful October day, sunshine. It was like 60 degrees. Well, I walk in, I realize they had Christmas music on way too early for me. No offense to those who are early adopters of Christmas music. But once I realized that they were playing Oh Holy Night, and I thought to myself, what a unique opportunity in our world. It's a time when the world is open to hearing the message of Christ, particularly through music. And so our hope is that this will get in the hands of many, many people, and that they'll be blessed by the music, and it'll lead them to know the hope of the world in Jesus Christ.
Fabulous.
The new musical Advent devotional from Christ Church at Grove Farm is called Goodwill, and it features Christopher Woof and the Pittsburgh Symphony, along with Grove Farm Worship. We're talking to the three guys here. Craig Geergo is the senior pastor. Bradley Bakken is one of the worship leaders. And Chris, I want to throw this back to you. Is it, like, for people listening to this who think, oh, well, I love the symphony, but, you know, I'm not really interested in, you know, a contemporary take on something? Or maybe somebody is like steeped in contemporary music and they're thinking, this guy's from the symphony, like, that's not my bag. What would you have, yeah, what would you have to say to somebody who, you know, doesn't want to venture out?
I would say take a chance. Mm-hmm. and let God open your heart. I think sometimes, especially in today's society, you know, where there's so many things out there, I think we have to basically be able to open our hearts, listen to it, let God lead us. I mean, there are obviously some things. I mean, I bring a lot of people to the symphony and they're like, you know what? I didn't like that piece. And I go, hey, no problem. Not everybody loves everything, but at least give it a shot. You know, it's like giving my kids some vegetables, you know, they're like, no way, I'm not going to have that, you know, and it's like, just try it. And then they go, okay, you know what? I like that. I didn't like that. But you don't know how God's going to work in your heart, which is for me the most important thing. And some things, there are a lot of things that I don't like, but if I just close myself off to everything like that, then I'm the one who's missing out and I'm not going to see how God can bless me in those different ways.
Wonderful. One final thing. So, of course, a lot of people follow along with the Advent season. Others are new or even sort of ignorant about the Advent season. Craig, talk about this. The Advent season, of course, underway this Sunday. We get underway with the first Sunday of Advent. How long will you know, produce this on a daily? Does it go through the whole sweep of Advent? Daily, there's something brand new for someone to plug into.
So close to daily. It's a 20-day devotional. We decided on that number. We felt like that was a good place for us. So five devotionals a week to keep up with. And it begins this Sunday. That's November 27th. And it'll run all the way through, of course, Christmas Eve.
Awesome. I'll tell you, this is a really wonderful idea.
Good
job, super geeked for you guys.
We
were able to put this together.
We can't wait to listen to it.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. We love you guys. Christopher Wu with us, Reverend Craig Geergo, and Bradley Bakken, Christ Church at Grove Farm.
Check it out. So, you guys, it's everywhere, right? Where all the music is streaming, Spotify, Apple, people can log in. What do they look for specifically? Or do they just type in Christ Church at Grove Farm?
It's under Grove Farm Worship. So if you're on Spotify or YouTube or Apple Music, Amazon Music, any of those places, just type in Grove Farm Worship in Goodwill, and the album will come up. As far as the devotional, you know, it's obviously available at our church, but also there's some stuff online.
There's a digital version as well, which we will get out a link to you.
Okay, great. We look forward to getting that link. If you want to stop by and get that devotional, you could go to Christ Church or Grove Farm yourself, mm-hmm. pick it up. Otherwise, if you're on your streaming platform, go to Grove Farm Worship. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Pleasure. Super good to see you. Christopher Wu, Reverend Craig Geergo, and Bradley Bakken.
Goodwill, Christ Church or Grove Farm.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact, especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
I'm thankful for the friends and relationships that I've made here at Eden.
Students of Eden Christian Academy reflect on what they're thankful for.
I'm thankful for the opportunity that I get to spend time with those I love.
I'm thankful for the salvation that I have in Christ, and that's the greatest gift that I could ever receive.
I'm thankful for the Eden community.
I'm thankful for how accepting the Eden community is.
I'm thankful for Eden Christian Academy allowing me to live out my faith.
What are you thankful for? Eden Christian Academy. Visit EdenChristianAcademy.org.
Bachman's Roofing and Solar is your local award-winning roofer. Stop waiting. It's time to inspect your roof and protect your home's number one asset. With no interest and no payment financing for 12 months, Bachman's Roofing is your easy choice for roofing, gutters, and solar. Did you know Bachman's Roofing is one of the number one GAF solar integrated roofing installers in the USA? Go with Bachman's. Go with solar and install the roof that pays for itself. Call 412-744-8390 or visit Bachman'sRoofing.com.
Friday, December 2nd, Memorial Park Church presents a free Christmas benefit concert with Nicole Nordeman, along with special guest Jason Gray. Your goodwill offering will help support the work of EduNations, a nonprofit committed to educating students in Sierra Leone. Nicole Nordeman with Jason Gray, 7 p.m. December 2nd. Get free tickets now at edunations.org/concert.
The Christmas Mortgage Miracle is back and bigger than ever.
For 5 years, the Christmas Mortgage Miracle has made it possible for you to win next year's mortgage or rent.
This year, we've raised the grand prize to $18,000.
To pay for next year's mortgage or rent. Increase your opportunity to win when you enter up to once per day and complete optional bonus tasks.
Trinity Jewelers presents the Christmas Mortgage Miracle Sweepstakes. Enter today at wordfm.com.
You look back at Thanksgiving. Any memorable moments for you over the years of Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was not a peaceful day in my family growing up. Because
not peaceful.
We always hosted it. My parents always hosted it, and
yeah, that was their thing.
So they would just fight all day over. Mm. There was just an incredible amount of tension getting the meal ready, right? And you know, my dad loved to cook.
Yeah.
My mom not so much, but they had to. There was so much to do. They had to be in the kitchen
together. So
it
was
never
a lot of tension.
It never worked well. And I do remember one year when my mom came home with a pressure cooker, the couple days before Thanksgiving. Mm. And I remember my dad saying, "What is that?"
Oh, no.
And her saying, "I remember my mom, who is my grandmother, cooking the best turkey I've ever had in a pressure cooker." So I went out and bought one.
Didn't fly.
No, it did. It did. So she cooked one turkey in the pressure cooker. Hmm. My dad cooked one in the oven. And so we were going to do a comparison and contrast.
Yeah.
So that was good. So as soon as the pressure cooker turkey was over, my mother opened the pressure cooker and everything, and in removing the turkey from the pressure cooker to the counter, dropped it on the floor. Mm-hmm. And of course, based on the nature of a turkey,
splatters
it
everywhere.
Went everywhere. Slide. And as she was running after it, trying to get it, she kept kicking it out of it was a comedy of errors.
Mm,
it was
good.
And also, to be honest with you, just disgusting.
The turkey itself, yeah.
Well, it was rolling around on the kitchen floor. And every time we went to pick it up, none of us could pick it up.
It's hot and greasy.
Exactly. It was a disaster.
So it never found its way to the table.
Never found its way to the table.
Oh, that's a shame.
No.
The turkey gave its life.
Fortunately, we had another.
A backup.
A backup turkey, mm-hmm. Which is, I got to be honest, why I've tried so hard to get stuff ready ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because I do not want Thanksgiving to be stressful.
Because I know it's stressful because guests are arriving and you're still assembling. Like,
it's a lot of, it's a Thanksgiving meal is a ton of work.
Of course it is. Yeah.
It is a ton of work. There are so many moving pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to get everything hot at the same time is also difficult.
Right. I remember being a kid and maybe 8 or 9 years old, and my grandmother and my mom spent the afternoon making pies. I think they made, I think there were 5 or 6 pies that were made. And they made them in my grandmother's kitchen and then transported them to the back of the car. I think we had a station wagon. And then we made our way to our house, to where we're going to have dinner.
With the pies.
Right, the day before. In the meantime, though, we had to stop at the grocery store and get a few things, for the next day. So I remember being with my mom and my grandmother, I think my little sister and I. We went into the grocery store. We came back out. Someone had stolen the pies. Like, who had the guts, the audacity?
Inside somebody's car and steal the pies.
Steal five or six pies. My mother, you could have knocked her over with a feather. I mean, and I remember being, I think it was like the first time in my life I was like outraged. Like, an eight-year-old going, I can't believe it. What did they do? They went back in the store. They bought more pie supplies and they went back to the kitchen. And
made more pies.
They did. That's what they did. But who would eat, steal a Thanksgiving pie and eat it and think, this tastes good? I'm glad I did this.
I'm sorry about that.
And of course, you didn't lock your car then.
No, this is probably, 1970 or something like that. Whatever. Right?
Well, you say that like people didn't lock their cars in 1970.
Well, probably didn't. I mean, most people probably didn't lock their cars, I think.
Who would steal five pies?
I don't know. And it had to be a crime of opportunity.
Maybe it was just really, really hungry
people. I don't know. Anyway, it made for a good family story. And I always think about my gram and her heartbreak and my mom's,
And they had to go home. They thought they were done.
No, they started
all
over
again.
Yep.
It's a tragic story.
Yep.
Anyway, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the traveling production of Les Mis, which is in town in Pittsburgh. Mm. Also, our friend Jason Sharon will talk to us about the holidays in Ukraine, plus stores' plans for Thanksgiving and Black Friday here in the Pittsburgh area. The Wednesday edition, The Ride Home.
We are everywhere on your radio at 101.5 WORD-FM Pittsburgh, at wordfm.com, the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The person arrested in a Colorado nightclub shooting does not want to be referred to as a man.
The alleged shooter, facing possible hate crime charges in the fatal shooting of five people at a Colorado Springs homosexual nightclub, says he is non-binary. This according to the suspect's defense team and court filings. And several standard motions filed on behalf of Anderson Lee Aldrich Tuesday. Public defenders refer to the suspect as M.X. Aldrich, noting in footnotes that the 22-year-old is non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. Officials have not answered questions about any evidence suggesting the shooting was a hate crime. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Aldrich makes a court appearance today from jail via video. On Wall Street now, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 139 points. The NASDAQ ahead 123. This is SRN News.
If you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. That's right. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
The bigger your 401k, the better your retirement, right? Wrong. The fact is, with proposed new taxes, another market crash, inflation, and rising healthcare costs, you could be forced to downsize your retirement. Discover the secret savvy investors are turning to for retirement security. A new 401k law that unlocks an ingenious retirement protection plan that could protect your savings from inflation and a stock market downturn while boosting your retirement income as much as 40%. It's all laid out in simple language in a new book from Josh Melberg. His insightful guide is your roadmap to retiring with with confidence, and it's yours free with one call. Don't risk a lifetime of work building your retirement. This little-known retirement protection plan could safeguard your wealth and boost your retirement up to 40%. For your free copy of Guarantee Your Retirement by Josh Melberg, call now. Call 800-337-8051. That's 800-337-8051. 800-337-8051.
Meet Brad. Brad's hard at work, or at least his website is. Ever since he added live chat with Salem Surround, Brad's customers are getting their questions answered 24/7. Website purchases have gone up 35%, and they're over three times more likely to buy from him again. No bots, just real people helping real people. Live chat, one of the easiest, most affordable ways Salem Surround can increase your business while you do other things, or nothing at all. Ask us how at surroundpittsburgh.com.
I'm thankful for the friends and relationships that I've made here at Eden.
Students of Eden Christian Academy reflect on what they're thankful for.
I'm thankful for the opportunity that I get to spend time with those I love.
I'm thankful for the salvation that I have in Christ, and that's the greatest gift that I could ever receive.
I'm thankful for the Eden community.
I'm thankful for how accepting the Eden community is.
I'm thankful for Eden Christian Academy allowing me to live out my faith.
What are you thankful for? Eden Christian Academy. Visit EdenChristianAcademy.org.
We'll see a star-studded sky for tonight. Expect a nighttime low of 28. Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, partly sunny skies, the high 57. Tomorrow night, considerable clouds with a shower around from late evening on, the low 42. If you plan to do any shopping on Friday, take an umbrella with you. It'll be cloudy with a couple of showers. We'll reach a high Friday of 49. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Welcome to another edition of The Ride Home with John and Kathy, live from the Salem-Pittsburgh studios. And now here are your hosts, John Hall and Kathy Emmons.
Greetings. Good afternoon. The sun is setting across western Pennsylvania. When it rises, it'll be Thanksgiving Day. Very nice day, isn't it? Are you going to watch the parade tomorrow morning at all?
No, no desire. Couldn't care less.
Yeah, I always want to. Like, I get excited. Hey, the parade's on. And then I watch it and go, it's just one big commercial. Like, when the kids were little, we were always like, yeah. But
no,
I don't know.
I couldn't. I'm just.
But I am watching the dog show.
Oh, I love the dog show, yeah. But I'm going to be very busy tomorrow.
Right. How many are coming over?
10.
Oh, okay.
11, maybe.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's a crowd, but it's not like, you know.
It's not unbearable.
No, it's good.
No, it'll be fine. But here's my problem, John. I just have to be honest. Just having everything hot and not overcooked.
That's always the problem,
at the same
right?
time yeah, is yeah. a real challenge.
Yeah. Because then, like, you know, the oven's working full time. There's a line for the microwave.
Right.
Right.
It's just, So that's my biggest, mm-hmm. you know, I'm good. I know how to cook a turkey. I know how to carve a turkey.
Yeah.
But getting everything ready together is a real challenge. So I, however, am using a recipe that was suggested by one of our callers yesterday.
What? What kind of recipe?
And I'm sorry, I don't know which color it is because
are.
I have the sheet back in my office and I don't have it here.
Is this the potato recipe?
No, this is the cornbread recipe. This is the corn pudding recipe.
Oh, the cream corn can of corn.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
The can of creamed corn,
uh-huh.
The can of regular corn, the cornbread mix. It's supposed to be Jiffy, but I'm using Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what else goes in it. Anyway, I'm making it tonight.
Really?
Yes.
What was it that struck you about that recipe?
Well, I was making cornbread anyway.
Mm. Oh, so you're going to try it?
And so I thought, and I was making corn, so I thought, why not? I'll mm-hmm. try to mix it together.
Nice.
I also, Becky, who called yesterday, suggested garlic bread and sent me the recipe via email.
Oh.
And it looks really good.
Garlic bread. I love garlic bread, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. You never have it at the Thanksgiving table.
Never.
Right? Why would you?
Never. And I've never made garlic bread this way,
mm-hmm.
the way that caller Becky advised. Yesterday, I mean,
well, yeah, it's our listeners.
Yesterday.
I mean, there's a lot of smart people
yeah,
out there.
And I thought about perfection salad or garbage can salad, as I don't remember that listener's name, who suggested. And it is I cannot imagine something worse than that.
Because you took like you didn't take the green jello, you did the plain jello.
Well, I looked up the recipe for perfection salad.
How does it go from
plain gelatin?
But how does it go from perfection to garbage can? Where's the?
Because who would put olives and cabbage and carrots in gelatin? That's how it goes to garbage can.
Well, you know, post World War II America,
that's
people were looking for like all sorts of
new. What an awful idea!
That was probably considered a modern recipe at one point.
It probably was, and I went. That's probably my
favorite. People like, we're going to the moon. I'm going to have a perfection.
I'm calling it garbage can salad forever.
I don't. That
just
makes me feel
sick.
Because then it's like the food is a waste.
No, I'm just I think that that's kind of what it looks like. That can't look good.
Do you crack the wishbone?
I never do that.
What? Oh, that was like the thing in our house. Are you kidding me? Don't say the wishbone.
Well,
First of all, to be like nominated to do the cracking of the wishbone was like a gigantic thing. And then you get to challenge one of your cousins or your, you know, sisters or something like that. I always loved that.
Well, maybe I'll try to work that out.
Please do that.
I just don't think about it.
Huh. Yeah, it's like it has a little place
I
of honor.
I love how when we talk about these things, like you have this faint sense of disappointment.
I get it. What the heck is wrong with you?
Right. Like,
Here's me.
I missed out on
Wait, how can you not do, yeah, like the garbage can and then to the wishbone? I'm disappointed in both of those.
Right. When you were
Can you imagine being married to him?
No. Actually, thank you, Gary, for bringing that up.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Come on, you guys.
I mean,
I'm trying my best.
I was serving dinner at 6:30 until he shamed me publicly the other day.
You'll thank me tomorrow. You will thank me.
Okay.
Gary, what time is your dinner tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh, spoken like a true guy. I don't know. If they put the plate down in front of me, that's when the dinner is served.
Show up.
Holy
Gary,
son.
What are you eating tomorrow? Do you know?
Foie gras?
Turkey? I don't know.
It doesn't know the menu.
Wow.
Turkey, I imagine, and some side dishes.
Yeah.
Will you?
Look at this guy.
Whatever.
That's a nice life.
I'm sure it'll all be great.
Here, like the last 2 days, you and I are dissecting like moment by moment what we're eating.
Right.
And then Garrett just kind of sits down and shows up.
Yeah, like whatever it is. Are you going to have carbs?
Carbs? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's Thanksgiving. Right. You have to have.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
I'm going to have carbs tonight just to get ready for the carbs
good.
Tomorrow.
No, I think it's fine.
Get your body ready.
I think
That's
it's fine.
Right. Very nice.
Anyway, the traveling production of Les Mis is in Pittsburgh.
We're waiting for the wishbone to Les Mis.
Exactly.
Les Mis.
For the next I don't know how many days. And you had the opportunity to be present.
I did. I got to go last night, which was opening night for the touring. Man, oh, man. Okay, here's the thing with Les Mis. Did you study Les Mis in school?
No.
So one of my kids did. It was like a feature of the course. Another one of my kids loves the. We took these guys last night to the theater. During intermission, I said to my one son, "How about that music?" And he said, "Dad, I've been listening to the soundtrack on cassette for so long, it might be worn out."
On cassette.
I mean, yeah. Anyway,
who's listening to Les Mis on cassette?
The story of Les Mis
is the gospel.
The gospel with music. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful.
So the first time I went to see Les Mis, I had never read the book. I didn't know the story at all.
You just walked in blind?
And I was very confused.
I'm sure you were.
I really was very, very confused.
There's no dialogue.
No, right. I was very confused.
It just jumps from one piece of music, one song to another.
Right.
Yeah, so the good news is if you would go to this production down at the Benedum, of course, there's a synopsis, an act-by-act synopsis, just to give you some idea. Have you ever seen the Liam Neeson movie of Les Mis? It's not a musical.
No, I don't think I have.
It's very well done.
I haven't seen either one of the movies. I mean, there are multiple movies.
Yes, there
I haven't
are.
Seen any of them.
Anyway, we were fortunate to go downtown to the Benedum last night. First of all, the Cultural Trust is doing an excellent job with that whole area down there, that Liberty Avenue corridor, Hines Hall, Benedum Center, you know, all that.
Fabulous.
The public. I went and had a little pre-show meal waiting for my kids to show up. I guess a sandwich at Rosewater, this little sort of Mediterranean
Which
grill.
Which I'm going to find and go into ASAP.
Super delish. But the place was packed. I think it was a sold-out show. These are performers that could perform anywhere in the world. I mean, this touring company, I don't know how long the tour is and how many cities they're going to. But the voices, once during the performance, it was like the final note. I actually said out loud, not thinking, I just said, wow.
Because who can do that? Isn't it shocking?
It's heavenly.
It's so gorgeous.
It's angelic. the power of the human voice expressing this emotion, and there's the gospel in the middle of it
so
all.
So beautiful.
I loved it so much.
It's so beautiful. I'm so happy you were able to do
Me
that.
Me too, yeah.
So, so happy.
And you know, I know it's a cliche, but it's true. I cried.
Oh.
You cannot help but cry. Anyway, it's in town for a couple of days.
I'm telling you that. Will you join in our crusade at the end?
Within it,
so beautiful.
One of the characters is like so dumbfounded by the act of grace and forgiveness that he can't accept it.
He's undone by it.
He can't accept it. He just doesn't know what to do with it.
And dies without it.
Mm-hmm. Les Mis at the Benedum, I think through Sunday. Just fabulous.
Wow.
Anyway. All right. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Oh.
The holidays in Ukraine. What's that going to be like? We're going to talk to Father Jason Chiron from Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church about that. We'll talk about his recent trip there, his family there, and what he knows about how they'll be celebrating the holidays. That's next. All right. Home.
101.5 WORD.
You're listening now, so we know you're a fan of the radio station.
I am a big fan.
And we want you to know that we appreciate you.
I am your number one fan!
That's why we've developed the Word FM Fan Club. It's free to join, and once you do, you can take part in exclusive surveys and contests.
Yeah, I love contests.
Special offers.
Great giveaways.
Discounts. Freebies.
I'd like to win one of these contests.
Become a member today. Go to wordfm.com/fanclub and sign up.
We're big fans.
Turkey and stuffing. Real mashed potatoes, sliced top round, Aunt Emma's broccoli casserole, chicken and gravy over buttermilk biscuits. Am I making you hungry yet? Hi, it's me, Marcia, from the Springhouse. Do you have a special event coming up in your life? A shower, a wedding, graduation party, company party, anniversary event, or any occasion where you'd love to serve all natural, farm fresh foods? Then it's time to give the Springhouse Catering Department a call at 724-228-3339. From your first conversation with Dawn, who will help you create a menu that's unique to you, to the beautiful, bounteous setup and display that my sister Jill and her crew create, you will be delighted. After every catering event, Jill tells our cooks, I wish I could take you with me so you could hear all the wonderful comments guests give us. Give us a call at 724-228-3339 or check out our extensive menu at springhousemarket.com for farm fresh catering from the Springhouse.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. It's John Hall. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The Giza bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.99, and believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code WORD. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954, use the promo code WORD, or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code WORD. These offers will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio exclusive offer on all bed sheets.
This is Tim Seckler inviting you to tune in each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Word FM 101.5 for the Life and Legacy Show, sponsored by my law firm, the Seckler Law Firm. Each week, we'll talk about your family's well-being as it relates to elder law, nursing home stays, estate planning, and keeping your hard-earned savings. And if you missed the Life and Legacy Show, you will find it archived at secularlawfirm.com. See you Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on Word FM 101.5 for the Life and Legacy Show.
Pastor Jason Chiron is with us. Jason's been a regular guest on our show over the years from Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. And Jason, happy Thanksgiving. Welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me. Yeah, good to see you, John and Kathy.
Nice.
All right. So you've talked to us several times, Jace, about your trip to Ukraine, your family there, your mother-in-law, who's now back in the States with you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law and his wife and his two kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you know? Can you give us an update on your family, on what you understand about the church there, you know, whatever you want to say about people you know in Ukraine?
Just a lot have arrived here in the States generally through the Uniting with Ukraine program. The government has loosened, employment regulations so that they can now, work, which is good. But there's, you know, a lot of most Ukrainians chose to stay back. This is their land. And, you know, it's not easy. No electricity in a large city like Lviv. Kiev was just hit today again. So a lot of people without any electricity. If your, you know, listeners want to know what that's like, just, you know, tonight sit in your room and, open a window and leave it open for the night. And, you'll know what it feels like. Now imagine your whole house like that, you know, for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months in the winter.
Right.
So that's what's happening in Ukraine right now.
I read something today that they were saying, we advise people to get as many blankets as possible for the winter time.
Right.
I mean, can you imagine?
I'm organizing 1,000, through, Pittsburgh Ukrainian Relief Coalition. We're, sending over 1,000, new, sleeping bags and jackets and you know, thermal base layers mm-hmm. to Ukraine. So if anybody's interested in sending over like new sleeping bags, base layers, underwear, they have to be new because if you send in used, then we have to spend all kinds of time going through
it.
We just don't have the time for that. So, but that's what we're doing. And my parish is collecting those to send over. Holy Trinity in Carnegie.
Okay. So if people are listening and they say, well, that's something that I could do, how would they call the church or
they can just show up or they can call and, new sleeping bags and, especially for kids, but you know, we're accepting any new sleeping bags or winter coats.
Okay, fabulous. Great, Jason. Talk about you know, things are militarily significantly different than last time you were here. I know that you're not a military tactician, nor am I.
Thank you.
John, you're probably not either. But you have to be feeling encouraged. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. You know, armaments, the scriptures say that, you know, the horse and the armaments don't win the war. You know, if the Lord is on your side, you will win the war. And Gideon is proof of that. You know, so is David. These people in Ukraine are fighting a just cause to defend, you know, their basic God-given right to life. They feel that. And the momentum has been on their side since June, especially July, when they had that massive counter assault and they pushed them out of Kharkiv region, and now they've they have control of Kherson in the south. One general has even said, I don't know if there's any truth or veracity to this, that you know by January they'll be in Crimea. And the war could be over by spring. So there's a lot of enthusiasm despite the hardship. And ultimately, they know that goodness and righteousness is on their side in this war.
Amen. Jason Sharon's with us, Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. So, Jason, what's it like for you as the pastor of Holy Trinity? I'm sure largely a Ukrainian congregation. Prayers every Sunday, people gathering together. There's a pipeline of information that's sort of below the radar for us who are just regular readers of the news.
Yeah, well, so much. I mean, it's hard to really bring it all in. It's kind of like drinking from a fire hydrant.
I bet,
you know,
yeah.
It's just like
everyone's
all this information, right? Because a number of parishioners have sons, grandsons, fathers, uncles, you name it, in the war. So that's what's happening there. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and my church, we pray together. And we've been doing this every single week. Father John Cherist is really, he's never missed a week. A few weeks I've missed it. He's never missed it, Father John Cherist. And so we alternate and we pray for an end to the war in Ukraine and for the conversion of Mr. Putin. We don't desire his destruction. We desire his conversion. And, you know, for the well-being of everyone there and peace in Ukraine. One other bit of information is that just yesterday I learned that someone named Trent Davis, I think that's the name, he's a young man from Indiana, PA, died fighting in Ukraine. Mm. And they're in the process of bringing his remains back to Indiana, PA. So I just learned about that today. So that, for your listeners here in Western Pennsylvania, this has a real connection here to Ukraine.
So I'm glad you bring this up because someone, say his name again?
I think it's Trent.
Trent.
Yeah.
So someone like Trent, essentially a volunteer mercenary. Yeah. Sees the cause and says, I got to get over there.
Right.
There's any number of thousands of guys like that.
There are thousands. Thousands. They have no stake in the game. They're not getting rich off of it. They have no, they're not like me. They don't have a wife or children who are connected to Ukraine. They have no skin in the game in that regard other than altruism, that they see that there is an underdog who is unjustly attacked, and they're laying their lives down to defend those who cannot defend themselves.
Jason Tron is with us from Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church in the Carnegie section of Pittsburgh. Jace, let's talk about the holidays, because when I think of, I'm from a Polish background, but we had, my grandparents had Ukrainian neighbors. And so I think about the mysterious things that they were doing on holidays. I think about, you know, the Easter eggs, of course, was a big thing.
Yep.
And so to that, you know, since they were Orthodox, right?
Right.
And my dad's family was Catholic and I was Presbyterian. It was like those were mysterious goings on.
What are they doing?
You know, what are they doing in there? So can you give us a little window on what this is like kind of leading up to Christmas?
Yes. You know, Orthodoxy and Catholicism are very close akin to Judaism. In Judaism, and of course, that very ancient primordial faith that in which everything is sanctified. You know, the cloth that you wear is sanctified. We have that in the Gospels when, you know, the woman with the hemorrhage comes up and just, you know, touches the fringe of our Lord's garment. And so when Orthodoxy and Catholicism come into a culture, I mean, it's not just the proclamation of faith that is given, but it just permeates everything like an oil leak. You know, it gets everywhere. And so for Christmas, that's on full display. You have the 12 dishes, you know, 12 apostles. So you have the 12 dishes, and that has to be a vegetarian. It's a fasting meal, no meat, no dairy, but they go all out. I mean, so it's a lot of vegetables and variously prepared fish, and then kutia. Kutia is the boiled wheat with honey, nuts, and poppy seeds, and divine goodness mixed in. And there's a tradition that the thicker it is, the better the harvest will be. There's the hay that you put under your tablecloth.
Yeah,
you know,
we do that too.
You have to put the garlic at the corners. You know,
what's the garlic for?
Well, a number of things. One thing is that you'll be healthy. You know, okay. Keep the devil away. Put the hay under there. You know, this is all part of what they call Holy Supper. And this Holy Supper on Christmas Eve doesn't begin until the oldest man in the house brings the youngest child out to look and see, wait for the first star. And once that first star comes, then they sing a religious song. They keep an empty plate for the deceased. And or
a traveler, right.
Yep. And so it's very rich. And what's so beautiful and heartwarming about that is, despite Ukraine's long history of suffering and oppression that they've suffered from, especially the Russians and others, Turks included, they've never abandoned, you know, these deep, deep Christian traditions at Easter and Christmas, and the caroling. The caroling is a big part of it. You know, people go out, even people who are atheists, you know, they just join in the frolic of going around,
get sucked into it,
dressing up as someone from the first Christmas, and you go and you knock on strangers' doors and you sing your heart out. And they give you some vodka sometimes, but you just sing and you sing, and it goes on. It just goes on.
Is that
for
on
days.
Christmas Eve, or is it?
Yeah, it starts Christmas Eve, and then it just goes on until for the 12 days. You know, and Ukraine's one of the most religious countries left in the world, actually. And it's just such a it's kind of like going back to like 1930 America in one sense. The religious nature of the people is right into the culture. So those traditions are still very, very, very deep in Ukraine. And war cannot remove those things. It's part of your soul.
Wonderful. So, Jace, of course, this Sunday in the Christian calendar is Advent Sunday. Now, Orthodox, you're following along with this calendar, or are you a little different than ours?
Yeah, the Ukrainian Orthodox, I mean, all the Russian Orthodox, the Greek Orthodox, the Eastern Rite Catholics, myself, like the Byzantines, the Ukrainian Catholics, Roman Catholics, they all follow a kind of penitential fasting season. And some of them it begins a little bit different. For us, it usually begins the 15th of November, okay. Goes till Christmas. And so, you know, just giving up meat, making sacrifices, denying yourself, reading scripture more, praying a little more. So we have a few more prayer services during the week. Wednesdays, we do a Maleben to Emmanuel, Christ the Emmanuel, God among us. So that's what we do. Fasting, praying, and almsgiving.
Wonderful. How many? Can you guesstimate how many Ukrainians living here in the city of Pittsburgh? Any idea?
I have no idea.
It's got to be in the thousands easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to say because in one sense, so many of the people who make up Pittsburgh going back to the 1880s, you know, they came from Ukraine.
Yeah, Eastern European.
And they had different various passports, you know, but they're all like Kathy here claims she's Polish, but I know that she's really one of ours. She's Ukrainian, yeah. But she drank the Kool-Aid and right. She thinks she's Pole. But she's not a Pole.
My grandparents are upset hearing this. I just know it.
They're spinning.
They yeah. are.
So if you have that general, that wide definition, I think
I
maybe third of Pittsburgh will be Ukrainian. But
yeah,
she just became Ukrainian.
Yeah. What's that wheat thing?
The wheat.
The honey and.
The kutia.
Kutia. I've never heard of that.
Kutia.
Okay.
Well,
is that like the Ukrainian pierogi?
Oh, it's better than pierogi.
Those are fighting words now.
Yeah, exactly. No, we invented the pierogi. The Ukrainians invented the pierogies. Right?
Oh, I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that from people before. Okay, Jace, before you leave us, you're always a little bit of an anomaly to people because you're the priest who has, you know, seven children.
Yeah.
It's all legit.
It's all right. So six daughters.
Yes.
And you're the boy at the end.
Daniel.
Excellent. Talk about give us an update on the family.
Well, my second oldest daughter, Maria, is getting married at the end of May. A lovely young guy from Virginia named Joe. And so that's one update there.
That's
and
big. That's the first marriage in the
huge.
Family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we're
a father-in-law.
Yeah.
And maybe a grandfather before too long.
Yeah.
That's wacky.
Yes, that's hard to imagine. But yeah, that's the way things work. You know?
That's it. Circle
and then our son is just a lady killer. He's got these kind of like this light blondish, brownish blonde hair with long eyelashes.
How old is he?
And he's 2.5. And he doesn't know he's cute. And, you know, he leaves.
Makes him cuter.
Yeah, he leaves a trail of broken hearts, comes into a room. And all the older ladies, they just want to hold him, and he bats the eye, and he, you know, plays with them. And, you know, so it's beautiful to see that, you know.
Wonderful.
I love that. That's
seven
really
kids.
Fabulous. How's your wife?
My wife is lovely as ever. She's she's doing well, and she's glad to have my mother-in-law here with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
What a big change, right? I mean, here people come from Ukraine, and now they're part of your family.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's here, sister-in-law, my niece and nephew are here, so the circle's been completed. I've spoken when I was in Ukraine back in June. I was speaking with people, and the opposite is happening. You know, people who left Ukraine 20 years ago and never wanted to have anything to do with their homeland because of the, you know, the problems. All of a sudden, they gave up their wealthy lifestyle in Western Europe. And they came home to die, to fight, and heard many stories like that. So, you know, people leave, and there's a beautiful side of that, and they meet up with their family in the United States or Canada. But then there are these others, men who just leave everything to come back home to fight for a land that they thought they no longer wanted. But now in fighting for it, they find themselves.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing times indeed, right? Oh, yeah. Jace, thanks for being with us. Always a pleasure. You bring a different perspective to us. And so for tomorrow, of course, and beyond, gratitude and thanks for you and for your life.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody.
Thank you. And I ask your listeners to please say a prayer for our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who are praying for all of you at this time.
And, of course, give us once more the idea of the blankets and the sleeping bags.
Yeah, so new sleeping bags, any size, underwear, thermal layers, winter coats, gloves, new. Drop them off at Holy Trinity, Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carnegie, anytime up until December 3rd.
Fabulous. Thanks for being with us, Jason.
Good to see you, Jason.
God bless you. Jason Sharon, Holy Trinity Ukrainian Catholic Church in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. We can do our best and help those struggling in a very difficult winter that lies ahead in Ukraine. Nothing in this world beats real life experience. Now, of course, a lot of us have sent our kids to college. There's a lot of classroom work and theory and whatnot. But then, hopefully, there's a day where the rubber hits the road and your kid goes out and spreads wings and becomes part of the real life environment of what it is to earn a living.
And prior to that, the internship is what gets you ready. Right. That's the time when you're like kind of in the work world, but not fully in the work world. Right. And you're kind of trying to test your wings and ask the questions and
get some guidance
and maybe perform well enough that you could get somebody's attention later on and maybe get a job.
Right. Now, at Grove City College, the opportunity for internships exists and people cement themselves inside of a corporation. And once you graduate, then, I mean, the possibilities are endless. On campus, people come to Grove City and go, we know the nature, the quality of these students. This is an A+. We're invested in these students because we see what you produce. Count us in as corporate partners.
So if that sounds interesting to you or something that might be appealing and a great thing for your child to strive for, consider Grove City College. Look them up online, gcc.edu. That's Grove City College.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hope happens here. With the very best in inspirational programming, start your new season with Cornerstone Television Network. Hope Today, Origins, Sister to Sister, Hard Questions, Move Your Mountain, Today's Nashville, Dashing Dish, Signs of the Times, and Cornerstone Connect. Find hope for a better day and sample the best of local Christian TV on Cornerstone Television Network.
101.5 WORD-FM, Pittsburgh. On your smart speaker by saying, play the word, Pittsburgh. And on your phone via the Word FM mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, and Odyssey.
You've served our country and made us proud. Many of you have come home, continue to lead, and look out for one another. So it's important we all learn the 5 signs of emotional suffering. If you or someone you know is experiencing one or more of these signs, reach out, connect, offer to help.
Hey, what's the matter?
In or out of uniform, we can help our families and nation stay strong. Visit changedirection.org.
We'll see a star-studded sky for tonight. Expect a nighttime low of 28. Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, partly sunny skies, the high 57. Tomorrow night, considerable clouds with a shower around from late evening on, the low 42. If you plan to do any shopping on Friday, take an umbrella with you. It'll be cloudy with a couple of showers. We'll reach a high Friday of 49. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Does this make sense?
Does what make sense?
Canned gravy. Might be in a jar. Yeah. I would say jarred gravy. Made by the Heinz Company. Sure, it's made by others as well. You got your chicken, your turkey variety. Of course, it's big right now. It might be another thing. How do you feel about jarred gravy?
Well, I know.
Especially for such a time as this.
For such a time as this. Mm-hmm. I know for some people it will be considered sinful to have canned gravy.
Just why I bring it up.
But I don't have a problem with it. I mean, it's certainly a shortcut. On Thanksgiving, though, you know, yeah, it's, let me say this. It seems easy
right.
Because you have everything there in front of you. Or you're already making the turkey, which is everything, which is the gravy. So I don't understand why you would get canned gravy for Thanksgiving. But like other times when it's not Thanksgiving and you want some mashed potatoes or whatnot and you pull a jar of gravy down, I got no problem with it. Yeah, fine. It makes sense to me.
I grew up with canned gravy. Neither of my parents ever made gravy. I started making gravy about 10 years ago. It is a lot better when you make gravy from the drippings and the whole thing. It is harder than you're letting on, though.
Well, I thought it was easy.
No, it's not, actually. But So I always vote for real gravy. But I will say I think the jarred variety makes sense. Because some people don't want to get into all that.
It's a
big mess.
You just plop
it's a big mess to make it. And it's a whole other thing that you have to do on Thanksgiving. While the turkey you just cooked is cooling when you want it to stay warm and you're making the gravy. I'm not going to do it, but I think it does make sense.
If you did do it, would you hide that you were doing it?
No, because I am who I am doing.
Okay, good. All right, so after yesterday's phoner, when people were calling in with their side dishes, does this make sense? Because this was part of my life. Margarine. Does margarine make sense? Now, growing up, we had two things never in our house. Butter and steak. That just was not in the family budget.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I became an adult and all of a sudden, you know, get married, we're having butter like it's coming out of our ears. I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought I was like a wealthy man. I was a millionaire. But I understand margarine, especially for people who have health conditions, right?
It's really bad for you.
Margarine is.
Yeah.
I remember my mother stirring like the coloring in the margarine.
I remember, you know, the Imperial box.
Yeah, of course.
That gold thing.
Yeah.
You felt like there was some substance there.
Yeah. You wore a crown. Holy smokes, it was Imperial.
But it's really bad for you. It's way worse for you than
know
butter.
That.
Might as well eat Vaseline.
Yeah, it's really,
really
bad.
Nothing real in it.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely bad. So I would say, John,
I ate it too.
Thanks for bringing it up. It doesn't make sense.
101.5 WORD.
There are three ways of dealing with the Bible, especially when you come to a passage that you don't quite agree with or understand. The first tactic is to pick and choose what you want to believe. The second is to remain ignorant of what the Bible has to say at all. The third is to dig into the Word and try to understand all of it, whether or not you like what it has to say. Well, if you fall into that last category or would like to, please join us this week on Through the Bible Radio.
This evening at 9 p.m. on 101.5 WORD.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel. Call 800-287-6691. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. You'll be calling directly to the home office of Encore Energy. That's 800-287-6691.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. And now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. It's John Hall. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The Giza bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.99, and believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep in these. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code WORD. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-391-0954, use the promo code WORD, or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square, use promo code WORD. These offers will not last long, so order now with promo code WORD at MyPillow.com for this radio exclusive offer on all bedsheets.
I'm thankful for the friends and relationships that I've made here at Eden.
Students of Eden Christian Academy reflect on what they're thankful for.
I'm thankful for the opportunity that I get to spend time with those I love.
I'm thankful for the salvation that I have in Christ, and that's the greatest gift that I could ever receive.
I'm thankful for the Eden community.
I'm thankful for how accepting the Eden community is.
I'm thankful for Eden Christian Academy allowing me to live out my faith.
What are you thankful for? Eden Christian Academy. Visit EdenChristianAcademy.org.
Saw a piece in Time magazine. They say this. While Thanksgiving is usually traced back to 1621 meal between pilgrims and Native Americans, its origins as a national holiday are much more recent. On October the 3rd, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation declaring the last Thursday of November as a day of Thanksgiving. He saw the occasion as a peaceful interlude amid the Civil War. The proclamation marked the culmination of a 36-year crusade to mark Thanksgiving, a national holiday, led by Sarah Joseph Hale. We talked about her earlier this week. As we previously reported, Sarah Joseph Hale envisioned a day filled with roast turkey, pumpkin pie, and sweet potatoes, and launched a letter-writing campaign to members of Congress and governors. In a September 28, 1863 letter to President Lincoln, she pointed out that he could continue the tradition set by George Washington, who declared the first national Thanksgiving in 1789 on the last Thursday of November. And so here is Abraham Lincoln's proclamation.
The year that is drawing toward its close has been filled with the blessings of fruitful fields and healthful skies. To these bounties, which are so constantly enjoyed that we're prone to forget the source from which they come, others have still been added, which are of so extraordinary a nature that they cannot fail to penetrate and even soften the heart which is habitually insensible to the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God.
In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained. The laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union.
Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom.
No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are the gracious gift of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, hath nevertheless remembered mercy.
It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the U.S., and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them that, while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, they do also, with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience, commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, of harmony, of tranquility, and union.
Amen. Abraham Lincoln.
Boy, that's super religious.
Is it?
That's the first thing that jumps out at me. I mean, there's a lot of God in that.
Yep.
Inescapably so. And you know what I also think is interesting is that when we mention God now in civil discourse, we never admit our fault.
No.
We might acknowledge Almighty God, or we might pray for protection or provision or whatever.
We give thanks.
And we give thanks, yes. But rarely do we say, we offer up humble penitence for our national perverseness.
Yeah. And so there
he is. What strikes you about it?
Well, that he calls us out. He says, in the midst of this, and people are dying, we should be thankful for increased birth rates. Mm. But in the midst of all this horror, we submit ourselves to God, which, and you, it doesn't matter if it's the Civil War or it's 2022. I mean, we talk about mass shootings. It's kind of in some ways a very similar thing. We injure ourselves and then we humbly submit ourselves to God. Our country is so unique in that way mm-hmm. that we see ourselves, we know that we're broken. I mean, we're inescapable in that. At the same time, politicians, pastors, they call ourselves out and say, you know, we have to submit ourselves, humble ourselves. I'm sure that, you know, there's been a Thanksgiving proclamation by President Biden, as there is by every mm-hmm. president.
Yeah.
It will whitewash, as you say, our sins, and it'll whitewash the Savior.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
We've moved beyond the so-called right. Christian nation that we are.
Right. And, you know, in some ways, we're a land of diverse belief. There's no question that is what was at, that's why it's an experiment, right?
Right.
Diverse belief, but, you know, respectful of one another and our freedoms. So that gravely important. What's more important, though, to me is where the church is on Thanksgiving. You know, what our, and I don't mean the location, I mean where our hearts are and where our devotion is in the church. Because the country, you know, we want to be citizens, we want to be good citizens, and we want to hear that God is acknowledged. But more than that, I want believers to have our hearts taken with how great Jesus is and have that transform us.
I wonder if ever there was in the long history of Thanksgiving, if the churches were open on that last Thursday.
Did you ever go to church on Thanksgiving? That's not a Catholic
no,
thing.
No, it isn't.
It?
No.
No. We didn't. I don't think we had a service but the week
we
before
didn't.
Thanksgiving.
But you hear that. You read Lincoln's proclamation, and it feels so holy in some ways.
Yeah.
And it does feel as though it's a call for us to gather together and worship in that mm-hmm. gratitude, in that thankfulness.
Mm-hmm. But, and in that confession.
Yeah. Right. Humbly submit ourselves and confess our sins before God, who has given us these great blessings in this country.
If you want to read it for yourself, you can just Google the 1863 proclamation that made Thanksgiving a national holiday, the words of Abraham Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Certainly a beautiful. I don't think he had a speechwriter do this.
I wonder when that ever happened.
I don't know.
When
did
it make
start?
The transition? Because that particular style, and you look at the myth of Abraham Lincoln. Of course, there's a lot of mythology. But, you know, the poor schoolboy, self-educated in the log cabin, that education, it surpasses probably most college education.
I agree.
Right. It shows the strength and the vigor of the man and his intellectual curiosity.
Lazy? Or a dumber or what? I don't know.
Well, people studied the classics.
Yeah.
And so.
And didn't have anything to distract them, like phone, TV.
Right. So if Abraham Lincoln was alive today, would he be on TikTok?
Would he be watching all the episodes of MI5?
No, he would not be. Probably not. He was a great man, certainly a man of his time. And we need him today more than ever. His wisdom and his strength, his courage, his vision for who we are as the United States of America.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
The holidays are upon us. folks are heading downtown to shop and see the sights. But the most stunning place just might be First Presbyterian Church of Pittsburgh, with our sanctuary all decked out for Christmas. Best of all, we celebrate what Christmas really means. So come, bring your family and friends for Sunday worship, 1045 326th Avenue. Then stay downtown to eat and shop. The true light of Christmas shines at First Presbyterian Church.
My grandma is one of my heroes. And one thing we did together was Bob Barker and The Price is Right. Grandma knew the cost of everything, but here's how I think she would do today.
Grandma, name the price of these hot dogs and win a brand new car!
Those are definitely $2.49.
Ah, so sorry. These hot dogs are now 4 monthly payments of $19.99. Too bad.
It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, and the cost of everything is crazy, and the holidays only make things harder. But there still is one big positive, and that's the skyrocketing home values of the last few years. For many, today is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to cash out some of the new money their home earned to help with the crazy. And the strategy is, take advantage of the cash out today and refinance tomorrow when rates settle back down. They've already dropped an ounce as of late. If you're curious about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Mortgage Corp, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities. Mortgage lender license 22672.
Do you need new blinds or shades? Blindster offers custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped to you at prices less than big-box retailers. And right now, save 45% off any order during Blindster's Black Friday sale. Hurry, sale ends November 27th. Blindster.com.
Listen on your smart speaker at wordfm.com, the Word FM app, iHeart, TuneIn, and on Odyssey. In your car or at home, too, at 101.5 WORDFM, Pittsburgh.
Well, the pandemic in some ways has altered retail, right? Places that were open 24/7 have scaled back. And I think it shows the folly of 24/7. It's like, why do I need to be in Walmart at 1 a.m.?
Exactly.
Right? So reading from the New York Times, many large retailers will be closed this Thanksgiving, continuing the practice that many stores adopted in 2020 and 21 during the earlier phases of the pandemic. Although some stores closed then because of labor shortages, Target has announced last year and this year, that store closures on Thanksgiving would be permanent. Last month, Walmart's chief executive said that on the Today Show that being open on Thanksgiving was a thing of the past for the company. Few major retail chains will be open on the holiday this year. So many stores are going to be closed Thursday and, of course, will be open on Friday, which is, you know, Black Friday, which I think is diminished in many years. Mm-hmm. Here are plans for some other major retailers. All U.S. stores for Apple will be closed for Thanksgiving, except for the flagship store on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan.
Which is going to be open on Thanksgiving.
Well, if you're in Manhattan on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, because it's on Thanksgiving, because of the parade and all
that. It's tourism central. Okay, yeah. It really is. Best Buy stores will be closed on Thanksgiving and open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday. CVS, some stores may be closed or have reduced hours on Thanksgiving, but some locations, of course, will be open. So check with your neighborhood CVS. Costco will be closed on Thanksgiving. We're open Friday. Home Depot closed on Thanksgiving, open at 6 a.m. on Friday. Kohl's is closed on Thanksgiving, open at 5 a.m. on Friday. Kroger stores will be open on Thanksgiving. Giant Eagle, some stores will be open on Thanksgiving. Lowe's will be closed on Thanksgiving, reopen Friday with regular hours. Macy's closed on Thanksgiving, open at 6 a.m. on Friday. Walmart's, like we said, closed on Thanksgiving. Reopen at their normal times on Friday. So that's good.
It is good.
I think we've learned a lesson here that people don't need to shop on the holidays.
I agree.
Thanksgiving,
I agree.
Christmas, please. Some things are sacred.
However, hockey also being sacred.
Yeah, it is.
Happy to announce some winners we have.
Pens are on the upswing.
Yes, thank goodness. This comes at a perfect time. We have two sets of Pens tickets that we have been advertising.
And not just any tickets.
Yeah, they are very good tickets for November 29th. That's the game against the Hurricanes. And I'm happy to announce that we have some winners.
Oh, please tell me.
Should I tell you who they are?
Yes, thank you.
Would you want to do like a drum roll thing? That's just embarrassing. Number one. Desiree Williams, winner number one. And number two, Craig Stallman.
Very nice. Okay, so those are e-tickets. And thank you. And of course, been submitted by email.
Without applause stop like that. Yeah, really good.
People are well-behaved in that audience. So we'll send you the tickets, right? And congratulations to you,
Craig and Desiree. Thank you for listening to The Ride Home. Appreciate
very, very
that.
Nice. Wish I was going.
Me too. I haven't been to a game since before COVID.
Yeah, it's been a long time for me as well.
A really long
right?
time.
Yeah.
Happy to also tell you in our waning minutes here that it's National Espresso Day.
I like an espresso.
Okay. I've never had an espresso in my life.
What?
Never. It sounds awful.
It sounds fabulous.
Okay. It's up.
Gary, you like yourself an espresso, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. Fire it up. Boom. How about a double espresso hit?
What's the difference between espresso and coffee? Is the espresso just stronger?
Yes. Like times 10. It's like the true mud of the mud.
Is it a different consistency?
It can be. Yeah. I mean, if you go to like an espresso bar and you get yourself a shot, it's thicker. There's a viscosity to it, especially when you take that hit and you see like the grounds at the bottom. You can hit that out of there. Boy, it's delicious. I'm surprised you don't like coffee.
Yeah, I know.
You're missing out.
I know.
Because you like coffee ice cream.
I love coffee ice cream.
What about espresso ice cream?
Fine.
Yeah, well, so
listen,
what's the deal?
If you mix milk and sugar in it, I'm fine.
Right.
But then I wouldn't fit in my pants. Mm-hmm.
I lived in Astoria, Queens, and there was an espresso like bar, and it was filled always with old men in these little sort of tiny tables. These guys would sit there all day long. They would hit one espresso after another. These guys, I'm sure they were like, 70, but they were wired like 20-year-olds. Anyway, to everyone.
Happy National Espresso Day.
Yes.
But even more than that, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For peace and grace, for gratitude, for the creation of who we are.
The kindness of God.
Yes. And Jesus Christ in our lives and our families, for you and yours. A very peaceful and yummy day.
The Ride Home with John and Kathy, a production of Salem Media Group.
This is Ryan Anderson, president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center for townhall.com. The 2022 election was certainly disappointing, especially for the cause of life, as we saw
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.